Xoca Sound és el programa radiofònic que despertarà la consciència musical més adormida. La passió, la música, l'art i el bon gust comprimits en una hora setmanal a la teva freqüència modulada. A Ràdio 90, lliure, cultural, essencial i diferent. Patxoca Sound, el ritme histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Benvolguts, oients, una setmana més a Ràdio 90, a Patxoca Sound. I aquí, com cada mes, tenim un especial amb Carol's Coffee Chat. Classes d'anglès radiofòniques aquí a Ràdio 90, Batet de la Serra. On fire! How are you doing, Carol?
All right, and you, Alesh?
I'm really, really good and glad that you are here with us.
Me too. It's good to be back. And today we've got some special guests. We'll be introducing you to in a moment. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving as well, since it's the month of November. That's our holiday. And we'll give a few really simple English hints as well. Okay?
Molt bé, molt bé. Avui parlarem del Dia d'Acció de Gràcies, que és una tradició que es celebra al voltant del novembre, no?
Mm-hmm.
Molt bé. Well, here we are, and today we have a special interview.
Yes, we do. We've got with us this afternoon Marta and Sergi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And Marta and Sergi have a very special business, a very special project.
Yes.
And I was wondering, could we play that little song as an introduction to see if people can figure out what it is?
Okay. Avui tenim a la Marta i en Sergi, que tenen un negoci molt especial al centre d'Olot. Però abans us volem posar una cançoneta d'introducció. Sweet for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrills me so. Sweet for my sweet, sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go. Let's start a chance so brightly to match the stardust in your eye. Darling, I would chase that bright star nightly and try to steal it from the sky. And I would bring sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrilled me so. Sweets for my sweet. So what kind of business is it?
Ah, what kind of business is it? It's a...
We have a cafe, mm-hmm. which is called La Nevateria.
Okay.
Yep.
And what do you serve there?
Yeah, well, that's a cafe which is in front of the library, and we serve cafe, coffee, and all the homemade pastries as well.
Okay.
And maybe Marta can explain.
Yeah, like sweets.
Sweets, okay.
Like the song.
Uh-huh, okay, so sweets and coffee.
Yeah, all kind of coffee alone, like cappuccinos and iced coffee as well. And
hot and cold.
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold, uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, and then all kind of chocolates, like hot chocolate. And fruit as well.
Fruit drinks as well.
Yeah.
Ah, fruit drinks as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, natural okay. fruit drinks. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Both juices and smoothies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe our specialization is
it's a smoothies.
Smoothie.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. which
yeah, just fresh
what
fruit.
What is our yeah. coffee? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a drink based on fruit
uh-huh.
and water and sugar. And
ah, okay.
And if you want, you can put yogurt, for example. As
well. But all the fruit.
That sounds good.
For example, the strawberry. It's all the strawberry, and you mix all
yeah.
together.
Per als que estiguin una mica perduts, acabem de dir que la Marta i en Sergi porten la Nevateria, una cafeteria molt, molt famosa perquè està davant de la biblioteca d'Olot, i serveixen tota classe de cafès, pastes, sucs i una cosa que es diu smoothie, que està feta amb iogurt i fruita. Molt bé, molt bé.
All right, all right. Tell me, how did you decide to make this business, to go into business? What motivated you? Can you give us a little history?
Yeah, yeah,
it?
Why not? Well, it's difficult to explain that in English, but we should talk about 6 years ago,
okay.
in 2008, when me and Marta had another job, but we wanted to have our own business based on the way we thought a business should do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
No.
Okay.
So no better and no worse.
Okay.
So the way we thought.
Mm. Okay.
And then we did that in La Nevateria 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next February it's going to be 6 years.
6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Before I was studying international trade, so I used to work with another things.
Mm-hmm.
But during the weekend I used to do like that, like a waiter or...
Yeah.
And Sergi also was studying
tourism.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We were really into this world.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of expectations here.
Okay.
Mm. And we
okay.
thought that the cafe
uh-huh.
should be like another way. But
okay.
That thing, it's what we think. So
yeah.
we said, okay, we're going to do the way that we
think is the correct way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
I don't know, we, for example, we believe in simplicity, not complexity. Then we believe in quality as well.
Uh-huh.
The quality is the most important thing. And then that everything that it's in La Nevateria is doing, is making by ourselves.
It's done by, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Well,
bueno, en Sergi i la Marta porten 6 anys al front de la Nevateria. Ells venien de mons molt diferents. La Marta havia estudiat dret internacional, en Sergi havia estudiat turisme i volien fer una espècie de negoci diferent, sobretot pues això, premiant la qualitat, no?, dels seus productes, perquè ells ho fan, quasi tot ho fan allà, no?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Totes les pastes i...
All the croissants and
yeah.
brownies,
i això,
cookies...
El febrer d'aquest any 2014, pues, faran 6 anys ja. Molt bé, molt bé. So, the next question, Carl?
Okay, this is a little off the subject, but Sergi, do you have a favorite song in English?
Yeah. Well, in fact, one of my favorite bands, which is called The Killers,
okay.
is in English.
Okay.
From
okay.
USA.
Okay.
So, we are going to listen now The Killers, a song called Mr. Brightside.
Stomach is
escoltar una cançó de The Killers, es titula Mr. Brightside, and we are on Carol's Coffee Chat, talking in English, here on Radio 90.
All right. And here we are back with Marta and Sergi. Just one question. Do you have many English-speaking customers in La Nevateria?
Yeah, we have. Uh-huh. Because I don't know if many people know, but in Olot there are a lot of English speakers.
Really?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
For example, students or stagiaires, uh-huh, which are studying architecture here, for example.
Okay.
We have very close to La Nevateria, there is RCR architects.
Okay.
They come from different countries. And
from Australia, for example.
From mm-hmm. Australia,
Germany. Switzerland, maybe Scotland as well.
Okay.
They feel very comfortable because they feel like home. Uh-huh. They can come there and they can speak English. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
For example, and then there is also people who is living in Olot, I don't know, from Gambia, for example, mm-hmm, that they speak English very well.
Okay.
And they don't do that. They don't speak very good Catalan, for example.
Uh-huh.
And so they came there. So we exchange a little our knowledge.
Okay.
We teach them Catalan and they correct our English.
Estem dient que encara que no ho sembli, a Olot hi ha molta gent que parla anglès i que sobretot hi ha molts estudiants a la Nevateria d'Arquitectura de l'estudi RCA que venen de tot arreu del món, d'Austràlia, de tot arreu del món. I es senten molt, molt a gust a la Nevateria perquè poden parlar una mica amb la gent, no?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Compartir els seus coneixements.
All right. Okay, now we come to the big question. Where or when did you learn English?
The high school, just joking.
In high school, okay. That must be a joke.
No. We lived and worked in Australia for 1 year.
We decided to go there because we thought if we go to London, we can speak Spanish. Okay. And maybe in the other side. So
it's more difficult.
Nobody will speak Spanish.
Yeah. Okay.
But there were a lot of Spanish people.
They're all around the world.
Yeah.
And what part of Australia were you in?
Yeah, we live in Brisbane, okay, which is 1,000 kilometers north of Sydney.
Okay.
And we stayed there. We studied there in a school first.
Okay.
Yeah, for weeks?
No, 2 months. I
think. 2 months?
Yeah. Okay. And then we work in a company called the Pasta Company.
The Pasta Company.
Yeah. And in there we used to make fresh pasta and pizza.
Mm. And pizza.
It was
delicious.
It was a small factory.
Uh-huh.
They were Italian, but they were in Australia for all their life. So we feel very comfortable because they were helping.
Yeah, we felt like Australians.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
La Carol els hi ha preguntat on van aprendre anglès i en Sergi ha respost que una mica en broma a l'institut, però realment on van aprendre anglès va ser a Austràlia, a Brisbane, a 1.000 quilòmetres al nord de Sydney, i ells van treballar en una fàbrica de pasta fresca i pizza que la portaven uns italians i allà van estar un any i van aprendre força anglès. Molt bé, molt bé.
Okay, and do you have any hints for English learners? Any ideas that you think that people could apply to improve their English?
Yeah, well, in my opinion, I think that nowadays we have internet,
mm-hmm,
which is a huge tool. Through the internet you can watch movies, for example, listen. In fact, now we are still listening the radio we used to do in Australia, which is called Triple M, for example. And for example, probably from Australia, you can listen Radio 90 as well. So Internet makes it possible.
Yeah, watch TV for me, it's really useful.
Uh-huh.
And also the news, because all the time you can read the news as well.
Uh-huh.
So for me, it's very useful on the movies in English.
Okay. So you would suggest that people could use that language option on their TDT and put the original version and then watch a film or a series in
And TV3, for example, you can watch.
I think the original version, it's clue to improve your English, your English comprehension.
La Carol els ha preguntat que quina és la millor manera o una de les millors maneres per aprendre anglès, i ells han dit que bé, que l'internet és una clau bàsica, no?, per aprendre anglès, i sobretot mirar pel·lícules, mirar sèries en versió original. And also I want to say that the most important thing is to talk in English with people, no?
Uh-huh.
So now that we have a chance, so...
Yeah. We used to do it as well. Speak with...
Especially,
if we know,
especially Marta. Who has contact with many people.
When the people is come there and I know that they can speak English, I used to speak with them. And also it's very good.
All right. Okay. And what do you do in your free time?
Oh, well, we work a lot.
We don't have a lot of free time.
Not much spare
but
time.
Even this,
but I like yoga, for example.
Mm. Yoga,
yoga. Mountain bike as well.
Okay.
And surfing the net.
Surfing. Surfing.
Surfing. Internet surfing. Yeah, yes.
Exactly. Okay. One last question. Have you ever been to the United States?
Not me, Marta.
Yes, when I was young, but when I was 14. So I can't remember properly. But I was in New York for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Yes, with my father, because he win a free trip.
Wow!
And my
lucky
mother
him.
Said, "No, I don't want to go."
Lucky one.
Yeah, very lucky. But I was 14, so.
All right.
I was.
La Carol l'ha preguntat què feien durant el seu temps lliure. Diuen que no tenen gaire temps lliure perquè la naveteria doncs, els ocupa molt de temps lliure, però en Sergi, per exemple, ens ha dit que li agrada molt el ioga, que li agrada la bici, la mountain bike, i surfejar per internet. I bé, estem ja acabant l'entrevista.
Just one last question. If you could go to the United States, and where would you like to visit?
Maybe New York again, because I can't remember how is it. Uh-huh. And also that I saw the Twin Towers.
Okay.
And I would like to come back again.
Okay.
But all
the cities. Yes, all the cities. We love cities, maybe because we are always in the mountains.
Yeah. Well, here we have plenty of nature.
Uh-huh.
So when we travel around, we like to visit cities because we
enjoy.
We try to see the new tendencies about coffee.
Yeah, style. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, different.
Yeah, cafe with the cafes. Are
yes.
So,
in this
how
way,
are the cafes in the other cities?
I think San Francisco would be a nice place.
Yeah.
For example. Yeah.
La Carol ha preguntat si han estat algun cop a Estats Units. La Marta ha dit que va estar a Nova York quan era petita, però que ara li agradaria tornar amb uns altres ulls, no? I visitar la ciutat. Sobretot, els agradaria molt visitar ciutats, perquè aquí, com que a Olot estem rodejat de muntanyes, doncs també seria una bona manera de visitar altres cafeteries i veure com ho fan, com, no?
Yes,
com
es... exactly.
Molt bé, molt bé.
Okay. Well, Sergio and Marta, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
It's been our pleasure.
Okay, and to close off, we're going to play a song that Marta likes in English. Marta, what's your song in English?
Yeah, maybe Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams, The Summer
of
69.
I got my first real six string. Rolled it out to five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
Sound. Destilem els millors ritmes per fer-te gaudir.
Acabem d'escoltar una cançó d'en Bryan Adams titulada Summer of 69, l'estiu de l'any 69, un any molt important per la Carol.
Yeah. The first summer after I graduated from high school. Yeah, so it was one of the best years of my life as well. Okay.
So we are on Carol's Coffee Chat, speaking in English, some classes here on Pachuca Sound. And now it's the section of ABC.
Okay.
So what we have today?
Okay, today we're going to do something very simple, not as easy as ABC, but pretty close, which are the days of the week. Because often people have trouble, especially there's a couple of problematic days. Now we have Monday. Everyone seems to get Monday okay. Now Monday, one day. But then when we come to the next day, which is Tuesday, people begin to get a little confused. So you have to remember Monday, one day, Tuesday, Tuesday, two, no?
Yeah.
One, two. Then we have Wednesday. Everyone seems to get Wednesday okay. But then when we come to Thursday, that's kind of a growly sound, no? Thursday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the next day, also people sometimes they call it free day, you know, which is a wonderful idea because it is the last day of the work week, you know? But it's not really called free day in English. It's called Friday.
Friday.
So.
It's like frying potatoes, no?
Like frying potatoes, exactly. You know? And then when people never seem to have any problem with Saturday.
Saturday?
I think maybe it's Saturday Night Fever or something like that. People remember Saturday. And then Sunday, okay?
Sunday.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Que hem de parlar una mica dels dies de la setmana, que hi ha gent que té alguns problemes amb el dimarts, que seria el Tuesday, amb el número 2, perquè el primer és el Monday, número Monday, amb el número 1. I després el Thursday, que també és una mica difícil. I el Friday, que molta gent diu free day, que seria dia lliure, però no. Estaria molt bé, però no. És Friday.
Okay. All right. And then kind of the 1, 2, 3, you know, numbers sometimes are a problem as well, you know? Especially when we talk about the teens, okay? The teens. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. Okay?
The teens.
The teens, no? The teens, which would be the numbers with the 10 in them. Okay? Yeah. Okay? The teens.
And when you are a teenager, no?
Mm-hmm. Also? Exactly, exactly.
Teenager.
Okay? So think adolescent. Of that, you know? Think of those numbers as the teens, right?
Sí. Que serien del 13 al 19, no?
Exactly, exactly. And so then sometimes we get confused with what would be 30, 40, 50, 60, mm-hmm. 70, 80, and 90.
Que els confonem amb els 30, 40, 50.
Exactly.
It's all about pronunciation, no?
It really is, okay. It really is. It really is all about pronunciation. You know, and being sure that you're saying the right thing. You know? If it doesn't cause confusion, it's really not a problem. But there is a difference between 13
and 30.
And 30.
How old are you? I'm 30, not 13.
Exactly. Exactly.
And also we have expressions.
Expressions.
With get. With get. The word get.
Yeah. Okay, get. We can't cover get in just a few words. We have to take time with get. So today I'd like to talk about get as meaning buy, receive, catch, survive, go out, and arrive.
Well, primer de tots, què vol dir get?
Què vol dir get?
Què vol dir get?
Yeah, exactly.
Què vol dir, Carol?
Well, get means a lot of different things, depending on how you use it.
Clar,
okay?
Depenent de com utilitzis la paraula get, mm-hmm. voldrà dir una cosa o l'altra.
Uh-huh. Because someone could say, oh, that's a really nice t-shirt you're wearing. Where did you get it?
Mm.
No? And what it means there is where did you buy it?
On la vas aconseguir o comprar.
Uh-huh, exactly. Where did you buy it?
La samarreta.
No? Uh-huh. You send somebody an email, and they don't answer. And the next time you see them, you say, but didn't you get my email? No? Mm-hmm. No? Or the famous film, Tienes un email, is actually, in English, you've got mail. Mm. So we can use that word get to mean to receive something.
També podem utilitzar la paraula get per rebre. Mm-hmm. Vas rebre el meu email?
Mm-hmm.
You get my email. You got my email.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And, okay, I'm going to go to Barcelona. I'm going to drive down to Girona, and then I'm going to get the train. No?
Mm-hmm.
No? So the idea to get the train, to get a taxi, get a plane, no? To catch it. No?
To catch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vol dir també agafar el tren, agafar un taxi. To get the train.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got this very interesting use of the word get combined with the word buy to be getting by. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Here are the typical, you know, how are you doing? Nim tiran. No? Nim tiran. No?
Nothing.
Nothing. No? And in English, you would say, I'm getting by.
Yeah?
I'm getting by. Mm. Meaning to survive. Yeah? Right?
That's cool.
And then this one I like quite a bit. The idea to get out and about. Out and about. Yeah? Which means to another time. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? The last routine. No? To get out and about. Yeah?
To get out and about, well, then, anar a fer el toc, per exemple.
Sí, anar a fer el toc, no? To go around, walk yeah. around, yeah? To get out and about.
Get out and about.
And then our last one is get in the sense of arrive somewhere. Huh? I got home very late last night.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I arrived home very late last night. So there we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six different meanings.
Of
wow.
the word get. Huh? And now we'll be getting along to another other topics. Okay?
Okay.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad,
you know, no one alive can always be an angel. When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
Now it's time to talk about confusing words in
That's
English.
That's right. Now, we're going to take them very, very slowly, okay? There's a lot of words that people confuse, but today we're only going to look at two. Well, actually four words. Now, the first is, I think, the most confused words are kitchen and chicken.
Kitchen, que es cuina, y chicken, que es pollastre.
Exactly. No? So, how can we remember? How about that expression, where's the party? No? Where's the party? The party's in the
kitchen.
Okay?
Where is the party? On está la festa? Mm-hmm. La festa está a la cuina.
Okay.
Com sempre.
Good. And the next one is soup and soap.
Soup, que seria sopa.
Exactly.
I soap, que seria sabó.
Exactly. And I think it's easy to see where the problem comes from, because you would think, you know, to make things easier for a language learner, that sopa would be soap and not soup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But remember that you eat chicken soup, okay? In the wintertime when it's cold, a nice bowl of hot chicken soup. Yeah? And then afterwards, you wash the dishes with the kitchen soap. Okay?
A l'hivern prenem sopa de pollastre ben calentona i rentem el plat amb sabó de la cuina.
Exactly.
Molt bé.
And now there's another couple of things is mispronounced words. No? There's a famous... Shall we begin again?
No.
No?
Don't mind.
Okay. So mispronounced words. There's a famous brand of jeans, no? That in English are called Levi's, not Levi's. Levi's doesn't exist, no? As a brand of jeans yet, okay?
Estem parlant que la marca Levi's sempre la pronunciem malament i en realitat és Levi's.
Uh-huh. And if you're traveling abroad and you want to be able to use your laptop, you have to ask for not a Wi-Fi connection.
A Wi-Fi.
No. Wait a minute. We got that wrong.
Is al revés.
Good. Okay. So, think of hi-fi, no, which is what people used to call their stereo system, was a hi-fi system. And so the Wi-Fi system is what here everyone calls
Wi-Fi.
Okay.
In Nevateria, do you have Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, we have Wi-Fi.
For the customers, yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Okay.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you, and I know.
I ara, com cada programa de la Carol's Coffee Chat, toca la secció que parlarem una mica de, del país natal de la Carol, que és Estats Units. Eh, you were living in United States. How long?
Oh, how long? Oh. That's a difficult question.
More than 40 years, no?
No, actually not.
No?
Actually, okay. I turned 40 here in La Garrocha.
Ah, okay.
So,
okay.
Okay.
30.
Yeah, 30-something. Huh? All right. And today our topic is the famous holiday Thanksgiving, you know, which is really a typically American holiday. I think the Canadians also celebrate Thanksgiving. But, you know, Americans is kind of their big, the big eating day, you know, so the whole idea of Thanksgiving is to
and what
just,
does it mean, Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving means to give thanks.
To give thanks.
Huh?
Avui parlarem sobre el Dia d'Acció de Gràcies, que es celebra als Estats Units i en algunes parts del Canadà,
mm-hmm.
i és un dia molt especial. Es celebra el novembre, no?
Yeah, it's always on a Thursday.
És en un dijous, sempre.
And then
cap a finals, no?
It's always on a Thursday, and then the next Friday is a free day. Okay, so they have the four-day Thanksgiving weekend, which is really, really important.
And why do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the story that they told me when I was a child. You know, I'm sure now if you went on Wikipedia, you could get updated information. You know? But the story I was told as a child was that the original pilgrims, the weather was very hard, the winter was coming on, they hadn't really planted anything, and they were about to starve to death. And the Indians came and brought them food.
Oh,
you know?
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah. Estem dient que el Dia d'Acció de Gràcies es celebra perquè antigament els peregrins dels Estats Units quan venia...
The first settlers.
Els colons.
Yeah, they were called the pilgrims.
Vale.
Okay.
Doncs els colons vivien per allà als Estats Units i quan venia el fred es morien de gana i els natius americans doncs aquell dia els hi van donar a menjar, no?
Mm-hmm.
Més o menys això.
Yeah, the simplified version. Yeah. And so what people do in the United States on Thanksgiving is they eat a lot. Okay. Okay. And the basis of it, of course, is the turkey. And then the turkey is baked in the oven with stuffing. You know, stuffing, usually, when I was a child, the stuffing was made of bread, a basis of dry breadcrumbs, you know, kind of like the Spanish migas, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then also mashed potatoes, both sweet potatoes and normal potatoes, and then accompanied by a gravy, which is a kind of a sauce with the juice from the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of flour.
Mm. El Dia d'Acció de Gràcies el que es fa és menjar molt i molt. Mm-hmm. Tots al voltant de la taula i es menja turkey, que seria gall dindi, mm-hmm. rostit al forn, mm-hmm. amb patates dolces, no? Sweet potatoes.
Serien
moniatos.
Moniatos.
I una salsa ben bona, no? I molta germanor.
Yeah. Yeah, and then for dessert, the pumpkin pie. It's a typical, the typical dessert is the pumpkin pie.
Pastís de carbassa per postres.
And the cranberry sauce as an accompaniment, which I'm not sure what cranberries are called.
Serien aràndanos en castellà.
Aranyons.
Aranyons en català. Aranyons. Molt bé. Que bo, quina gana m'està entrant.
Yeah, me too,
I'm hungry.
In terms of a song for Thanksgiving, I've chosen a song that they used to sing at the high school that I attended, and there was always a big assembly right before Thanksgiving, where the choir, the school choir, would come walking down the aisles of the auditorium singing this song in a cappella, which is Let Us Break Bread Together.
Hi ha una cançó típica del Dia d'Acció de Gràcies que es diu Let Us Break Bread Together, que vol dir trenquem el pa junts, no? Mm-hmm. I és una cançó de gospel que es canta i tu la cantaves a l'institut, no?
Yeah.
Ens has explicat?
Well, yeah.
Doncs si voleu escoltar-la, aquí la tenim. Let us break bread together.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together.
Acabo d'escoltar una cançó del Dia d'Acció de Gràcies i jo li volia fer una pregunta a la Carol. I want to make you a question.
Okay.
And why United States is a religious country? Is in many ways, no?
Why?
Why? Because here we are more like atheists. Atheists?
Atheists. Agnostics. Sí. Yeah.
But there in the United States, there's a lot of fervor, no?
It's interesting because people in the United States, I think they really are religious.
Yeah.
You know?
They all believe in God, no?
Yeah. Mm. And it's something that I think is a little difficult for people from here to understand because here, you know, in terms of church, you have the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Now, and now you can find the Jehovah's Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists or Mormons or some evangelistic groups, you know. But basically, it was people were Catholic or that was it, you know. Whereas in the United States, a town the size of a lot would probably have 20 different kinds of churches, you know.
Estats Units tenen més de 20 esglésies diferents.
Yeah, or more. Yeah, you know? That there's the Methodists, the Lutherans, the Baptists.
Els metòdics, els luterans, els, you know? els baptistes, no?
Yeah, de the tot. Baptists. You know, Protestant just means the churches that aren't Catholic.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like more like a party, you know, when you go to the church singing gospel and everyone is happy, you know?
But that really depends on the church, you know, yeah, because some churches are very serious, you know? I mean, you can find churches or religious beliefs that believe that it's wrong for people to dance, you know? And people who believe, whereas other churches where the whole idea is to sing and reach a kind of a static state through music and, you know, and song. So it's interesting that using the very, very same book, people have arrived at a lot of different conclusions as to what, you know, how that idea should be interpreted, you know, and not to even touch on the Jewish traditions or the Muslim traditions or the Hindu traditions or any of the other religious traditions that you can also find, but just the Christian tradition in the United States is very, very
Està com molt acceptada, molt arrelada, no? I...
Yeah, yeah.
Molt bé.
Tots els dissabtes, de 6 a 7, us espera la música més visceral, macarra i directa de Ràdio 90. Si us agrada el punk, el rock i la música extrema, aquest és el vostre programa. Escarabat, bum bum.
Bueno, estem aquí a la recta final del Carol's Coffee Chat d'avui i com cada programa de la Carol ens toca acabar el programa amb una cançoneta que la traduirem per tots vosaltres perquè sapigueu què significa. I bueno, seguirem amb la línia d'en Bob Marley, el nostre estimadíssim profeta.
Exactly.
Que és en Bob Marley. Why do you like so much Bob Marley?
Why?
Why?
He always asks his why questions.
Yes. I'm like a little child. Why?
Why Bob Marley? I don't know. I guess because his songs just seem so universal.
Yes.
You know?
That's the point.
Yeah. And they give hope to people. I see that here people, you know, you play a Bob Marley song, people sing along, you know. It's wonderful. You know? So today we're going to do the Redemption song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First we'll listen to it and then we'll go through it, you know.
A la Carol li agrada molt en Bob Marley perquè és universal. I el que també diu és que sempre es canta en germanor, no?
Yeah.
Al voltant del foc, de la guitarra. Doncs escoltarem ara una cançó d'en Bob Marley que s'anomena Redemption Song.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing?
Acabem d'escoltar una cançó del nostre estimat Bob Marley que s'anomena Redemption Song, and now we are going to translate it a little bit.
Uh-huh,
Redemption Song, the first, what does it mean?
Well, I think redemption means freedom, no? Redemption is, you know, liberation and freedom, you know? So it's a song about being free, you know? About being free.
Redemption vol dir llibertat, no, una mica?
Sí. No?
Cançons de llibertat, songs of freedom.
Yeah, kind of freedom, salvation, no? Mm-hmm. And that, no? So if we look at the first line, oh, pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ships, no? For me, what that's saying is talking about when the African people were taken into slavery.
Els africans que eren els esclaus.
Mm-hmm.
Old pirates són pirates, no?
Yeah.
Old pirates.
Yeah.
And what does it mean, rob I?
I mean, to rob is like to steal someone,
to
no?
Steal.
The robar, the captuar, no? Mm-hmm. Because what they did do is they stole them from their land.
Clar,
no?
Els van robar de les seves terres.
No? And then put them in the merchant ships. Those, no?
En els vaixells mercants.
No? Uh-huh, no? It, no? Slavery was a big business. No? Mm. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. No? A bottomless pit is like a hole.
Mm-hmm.
No? Es com un forat sense...
Com un zulo.
Sí, sense... No? The sí. Bottomless means...
Sense llum, no, sense res.
Sí, i que no té fondo, mm-hmm. No? That it's bottomless.
Els posaven allà a la bodega, no? Segurament, o en algun racó fosc del vaixell, yeah. I vinga.
Yeah. And, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. Yeah? Here we have a very, you know, a very religious kind of image, you know, that my hand, no, meu mà, estava...
Forta, no?
Forta per el mà de Déu.
Per la mà de Déu. The Almighty?
The Almighty is... would be the todopoderoso.
Ah, el todopoderoso.
We forward in this generation triumphantly, no? Meaning that we move forward, que avancem, no? Mm-hmm. En aquesta generació...
Un triomf.
Un triomf, mm-hmm. No? And then we have the chorus, all I ever has is songs of freedom. No?
L'únic que tenia eren cançons de llibertat.
Uh-huh. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? No?
Que... M'ajudes a cantar aquestes cançons?
Uh-huh. Because all I ever had was redemption songs.
Perquè
no?
Tot el que teníem eren cançons de redempció, de llibertat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. Yeah? Emancipate, I think, is...
És lo mateix, sí. No? Emancipar, sí.
Emancipar the l'esclavitud mental. No? You know? None but ourselves can free our minds. No? Només som nosaltres que podem liberar el nostre ment, no?
Mm-hmm.
El nostre pensament. Have no fear for atomic energy. Yeah? Because I think in the time when this song was written, people were afraid of a thermonuclear war. No?
Yeah.
La gent tenia molt de por de...
D'una guerra nuclear, no?
Sí, sí.
En el temps que en Bob Marley va escriure aquesta cançó.
Because none of them can stop the time. No? Clar, que ells que tenen les bombes, ells no poden parar el temps. No? El temps és una cosa de Déu, no?
Mm-hmm.
Que no és una cosa de l'humanitat. How long shall they kill our prophets? No?
What does it mean, prophets?
Prophets com profetes.
Ah,
no?
Okay.
No? No? How long shall they kill our prophets?
Durant quant de temps mataran els nostres profetes?
Exactly. While we stand aside and look.
Mentre estarem en un cantó mirant.
Sí.
No?
No? Exactly. To stand aside, no? D'estar ja a la banda, però sense participar, mm-hmm. No? Some say it's just a part of it, no? I hi ha gent que diu que això forma un part del gran plan.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to fulfill the book, no? Que el que està escrit, no? The book, no? El que ha de passar, passarà.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perquè jo crec que en Bob Marley estava molt ficat en això de com ho diria, de... Dels negres, no? Dels drets dels negres, no? Perquè ell ve de...
Sí.
Els seus avantpassats segurament eren africans, no?
Yeah, actually, I think his father was British, but his mother was of African descent. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You know, but he was really involved in the struggle for freedom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For the people. Yeah. You know? I think not just black people, but for everybody, yeah?
Yeah, but yeah. Mostly the the slaves were from Africa,
yeah.
Were black.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
But in a way, we all of us are a bit of a slave.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That we need to be free.
That's
yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Everyone needs to be free. Okay.
I like the meaning.
Good.
Now we can sing along.
Okay.
Well, pues estem ja acabant el programa d'avui. Ens ha agradat molt estar aquí amb vosaltres, Sergi, Marta.
Gràcies.
Moltes gràcies per venir avui. I res més. Espero que hàgiu passat una bona estona amb la Carol. I amb els patxoqueros. Pròxim mes tindrem que parlar sobre el Nadal, el desembre. Vinga, patxoqueros, fins aviat.
Got this friend, he called me every week. Keep on asking, what's the use? Said I'm falling out of love again. All I need is one excuse. My head knows what I ought to do. It's my heart that can't decide. Name for this game called Hopeless Hurt.